This head comes from the collection of Paul Mannheim, who built an exceptional collection of Indian and Himalayan sculpture. And in this one Chinese piece, he shows his eye for Buddhist art was unerring. Exquisite and expressive, sensuous yet with undeniable gravitas, this head of Buddha is carved from a hard, dark gray limestone that links it to Henan province. And in fact, stylistically, it compares well with other heads in public and private collections that are identified as being originally from the Longmen Caves, a sequence of grotto temples that were begun close to 500 AD under the Northern Wei Dynasty, but reached their peak during the 8th century under the Tang Dynasty. As the Mannheim head is carved almost completely in the round, with only a small unfinished area to the nape of the neck, it is most likely not removed from a figure integral to the rock wall, but rather from one of the separate Buddhas seated on isolated plinths within the cave temple space. These figures, usually found alone or in triad groups, are more finely finished and carved from finer-grained, distinct blocks of limestone, which would correspond with the exquisite quality and sensuousness of the present head. Compare a larger head in a Japanese collection exhibited at the Osaka Municipal Museum of Art in the exhibition Chinese Buddhist Stone Sculpture Veneration of the Sublime in 1995. That head has almost identical proportions of the narrow head, high ushnisha, deeply carved eyes, and bud mouth. Complete seated figures of Buddha in the round were developed during the peak phase of sculptural development at the Longmen Grottoes, under the sponsorship of Empress Wu Zetian in the second half of the 8th century, such as the famous Feng Xian Temple and the group of impressive Leigutai caves. In 1925, Oswald Seren illustrates three such isolated figures within the Xiangshan Cave Temple Complex on the opposite side of the river from the main caves at Longmen, in Oswald Seren's landmark monograph, Chinese Sculpture from the 5th to the 14th Century, Plate 462.